The act of giving to someone else something that has been given to you is very often, increasingly, I guess today, cast off as careless or selfish. And I'm not sure if I agree, as many who know me will know well. But I think it's more than my own frugalness. I think it's all more than my own abhorrence for redundancy. I think we miss what gift-giving is made up of. And one part is the act of giving a thing or a service, but the other part is the thinking of that gift or service, that thing or service, and choosing something that is meant to show that you know another person. That's the point. You know, we talked earlier about earning the right to give a gift. The whole sentiment of that is I'm giving something that makes that shows that I know you, or know you better than yourself, or see you differently. So I don't think that buying something new or expensive necessarily does that better. In fact, I think perhaps giving an older gift is really more challenging, because when it's new, there's a sense that it's a gift and it's acceptable. Give something bad and it stinks, or something that you already were given and stinks, it's completely ridiculous, right? I mean, like, we you know, did a regifting Pollyanna tonight, and you know, the bad gifts that were also regifted were preposterous, and just laughable. But a new gift, always at some value, you just kind of pass it off. And I think that's because you're missing those two parts, that it's a gift and it's the act of choosing something for a person. So a new and expensive gift can do both of those things, but it can also only be one of those things. I think an old gift can be the same thing. Regifting, giving a gift to someone else you've already given at a can play that same role. And I think about, you know, you give a friend that book that you think that friend would like better than you. It's both a product, you know, a thing, and it's the act of showing I know someone, whether you've been given it or not already. So I look at gifts that I've been given in my childhood, and like perhaps some of us, my parents, you know, bought me toys or games, and I'm sure I loved them and enjoyed them, and they were wonderful. But most of the gifts that I remember most are essentially gifts that were given to me again. Either, you know, family heirlooms, but even not necessarily that meaningful ones, even the ones that were just a thoughtful gesture that someone else had. A lot of the Santas in my house are not ones that were bought for me new, but someone... A student bought them from my mother, who was a teacher, and she was tired of Santas, but thought that I would like that Santa because it was particularly quirky and gave it to me. So I think I remember those better because it was both thoughtful, and being old, I think, has very little to do with that. And whenever I think of the act of giving something again, I invariably picture places. So I think of Philadelphia and other old places being something that have been given and given again. I picture my home. You know, decorating for Christmas involved looking at a lot of essentially looking at gifts that have been given to me again by people who had no longer wanted them. And homes are very similar to that, right? I mean, this home was built in the 20s, so more than 80 years old. And maybe a half dozen families have lived here, maybe more. And I like the idea that out of necessity or desire, a family decided this home was no longer something they wanted. And essentially, money was exchanged, but gave it to some other family that wanted to make it their own. And neighborhoods are built in that same way. Neighborhoods change by people moving on, again, for better or for worse, but others taking and adopting that. And I've been thinking a lot about what soul is, which sounds preposterous for me to be talking about, but because I have none. But nonetheless, I think what soul actually is the transference of something that is old, whether it be music or culture or community. The transference of something over time is what soul is. The reason Philadelphia has more soul than Disney World is because one was built over time by essentially giving communities to someone else. So as big a leap of faith as it is from neighborhoods to crappy consumer products, I think it still has that idea that gifts are two things. They are a thing, and it is the act of knowing someone. And I think if we focus too much on the act of when something was bought as opposed to what was shared, I think we miss that opportunity to understand how communities change or we show we know someone. So I implore all of us to perhaps take a softer glaze onto the act of giving a gift that you already had. I think economists write a lot about how we do a bad job buying gifts for others, so it is a very bad, it's a very inefficient use of consumer activity because we're buying things for other people and we do a bad job of that. We project our own wants and we give gifts to other people who we don't really understand. But when we do a good job of it, it is a really great message to someone that I know you or think I know something about you that maybe you don't yet know. And that's exactly how we build communities. So we should open up our minds, accept that the act of giving something again can build communities, and embrace the idea that one man's shitty neighborhood is another man's cell phone charging valet and could really change one person's workflow. And that is my experience with the act of giving gifts again.